From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Another four dozen cases of COVID-19 were reported yesterday by the Utah Department of Health. That brings the state total to 346. Epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the positive results rate of roughly 6,800 tests is about 5%.
I think we can be confident that we are bending the curve here in Utah with our social distancing measures and protecting the health of Utahns because we are seeing those low positive rates.
Dunn says the state has not yet reached its testing capacity for coronavirus. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is suspending all temple activity due to concerns over the pandemic. Some 161 temples are now closed in 81 countries. The temporary halt went into effect at the end of the day yesterday, according to LDS officials. And Summit County residents have been ordered to stay home, except for essential errands, and county leaders are asking visitors who want to head to Park City to stay away. With canceled gigs and postponed festivals across the region, performers have had to get creative in finding new sources of income. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Bob Lefevre says a lot of performers and bands like his own have started posting virtual concerts. Lefevre is with the Wyoming band 10 Cent Stranger. He says musicians are recording or streaming their performances from home. The idea is that fans can still enjoy live music while social distancing. Plus, it makes it easier for them to lend support.
The easiest thing is go to your favorite band's website and buy something, you know, buy a record, buy a t-shirt. If you see these opportunities where people are doing online streaming concerts and you have the ability to send them tips, send them tips.
Earlier this week, Colorado Symphony took part in the trend when it performed Beethoven's Ode to Joy, with each member playing separately from their homes. On YouTube, the symphony called the piece, quote, an ode to humanity, to peace over desperation, to universal kinship, and of course, to joy. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Winter snow continues to hammer parts of Utah. A National Weather Service winter storm warning is in place until 10 o'clock tonight for the western Uinta Mountains and the Wasatch Range. Forecasters say heavy snow is likely until becoming showery later today. Totals around the Wasatch from early this morning, according to the Weather Service, 4 inches in Bountiful and Kearns, 7 in Heber City, 20 inches at Powder Mountain and Snow Basin, and 1.5 feet at Alta at the top of Little Cottonwood. A woman from Saratoga Springs died from injuries sustained in an ATV crash at Little Sahara Recreation Area. The unidentified 37-year-old was riding a four-wheeler with a friend at the sand dunes in the West Desert. Juab County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Brent Pulver says the woman went over a dune with a sharp drop. It appears she sustained internal injuries. Her cause of death will be determined by the state medical examiner. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.